Tantor Audio presents The Luckiest Lady in London by Sherry Thomas, narrated by Corey James. Prologue. For as far as he could trace back in time, Felix Rivendale had spent half an hour each day with his parents before tea time. And as far as hazy childhood memories could be trusted, he had always looked forward to and feared that time equally. Every afternoon, his governess brought him to the door of the parlour. He'd scratch timidly at the heavy oak panel and be told to enter. His beautiful mother, seated in her favourite chair, would put aside her embroidery, rise and open her arms to welcome him. He always crossed the room as fast as his legs could carry him, and always stopped just short of the huge perimeter of her skirts. It wouldn't do to run smack into Mother. Her hoops would fly up behind her, he had been told, and that would be a very awful thing to happen. Felix was careful. He didn't want anything awful to happen. Gingerly, then, he navigated his way around the tricky skirts and up the chair. This was his favourite part of the day, to be ensconced beside his mother and enveloped in her heavenly scent. She'd ruffle his hair and kiss his cheek and call him, to his delighted embarrassment, Muffin Cake. Immediately, however, came his least favourite part. His father, who had been observing them keenly, would storm to a far window and stand with his back to the room. His mother, so affectionate until that moment, would smile an odd, rather chilling smile, cease all her petting, and return to her needlework. Felix was